Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, friends. Welcome. It is February 13th, 2013. We are rocking our way through this year. It's been incredibly fast. I feel it's going to be one of our fastest years ever, and that's because we stepped out of time on so many levels. After December 21st, there were some huge shifts in our timelines and our paradigms, and things have converged in a way that we are living in the now. So maybe you're feeling that in your life, that some things, some days go by extremely fast, and then other days go slow, and that's because we're living in the now and we have support for everything we want to do. And that makes me feel very joyful because there is so much to do at this time. It's an exciting time to be alive, to be here, and I'm grateful that you are here. Thank you for listening to this radio show. You have a lot of ways you can direct your energy and spend your time, and I appreciate that you're choosing to be here with me on Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and in this week's show, we're going to explore some fascinating insights around Atlantis and Lemuria. I have heard from many of you that you are very excited about this information and some things that are in development. So I'm going to dive into that information shortly, but I want to get some announcements out of the way and get you up to date on a few things. Today, February 13th, is a very special day because, why? It's Valentine's Day Eve. And I know that Valentine's Day is a trigger holiday for many people. A trigger holiday because it highlights and focuses our love life and partnerships and relationships and what is in our life and maybe what is not in our life but we want to create next. And so it triggers these emotions and feelings and thought within us that can be run the gamut between a variety of different experiences. We have expectations of love. We have attachments to people. We have expectations of people. And yet what I see when I look at Valentine's Day in terms of the philosophical view is that it's about returning to our self-love because no relationship can connect to us unless it's connecting to our level of self-love. So tomorrow, regardless of your relationship status and partnerships, marriage, single, divorced, however those labels are in your life, remember they're just labels, they're not who you really are, you can always choose to love yourself more. And Valentine's Day is a perfect day to tune into that energy, to strengthen it within yourself, and to really remember how special you are and how powerful you are and that you chose to be here at this time to do a lot of work on a soul level and in human form. And there's a lot of joy involved with that. Now, I am in a relationship. It's a great relationship. I love him immensely. And yet I'm also going to be spending Valentine's Day taking care of myself. Because, as I said, no relationship can exist in our lives unless it has a basis in self-love. So regardless of the love you feel for everyone in your life, remember to give some of that to yourself tomorrow. Give a good, heavy, hearty portion of that to yourself. Take care of yourself in whatever way feels good. Give yourself a gift. You know, that is really one of the most important things we can remember at this time. I want to share with you as well that I'm an author in a book called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. It was just released the end of January. If you've listened to the show, you heard me say last week how it went to number one on Amazon in Canada and that there's been a lot of great momentum around it. And we are celebrating the love of the world and the love of this book by giving the book by putting the book at an exclusive price of $1.99 on Kindle for today only, February 13th, today only, $1.99 on your Kindle. And because this is such a smoking deal, I am going to give away 5 copies of the book via Kindle today only. And if you want a copy of that book, now you can give it to yourself or you can gift it to someone else. I'm happy to do that for you. You need to email me right now at Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, at ConsciousCoolChic.com, Molly at ConsciousCoolChic.com, and the first 5 people who do that will receive a free copy of the book via Kindle. So just to be clear, this is a Kindle ebook, not a physical book. And the book will arrive right away. So get me your email and tell me who you want to send the book to. I need your email address and that person's name, if it's not yourself. And we are going to share some love, and we're going to expand love and make it a very special Valentine's Day. So don't forget to do that if you are interested in the book. You can find out more about it at thethoughtpublications.com. So check that out, my friends, and make today special for you. A few more announcements to share with you. Next week's show, we are going to be talking with the wonderful Esther Barkew. Now, her website is whispersfromthesoul.com, and I love the information she shares. I'm really excited she's going to be here. She's a spiritual teacher, mentor, channel. She has some fabulous messages, and I feel her energy of being very clear and high-vibrating. So I'm excited to talk with her and go into all the gifts she has to share. I think she's going to do some energy clearing. So check out her website in advance so you can get to know her. That's whispersfromthesoul.com. And then the following week, the following Wednesday, we're going to do another episode of the show that's called Why Your Soul Purpose is My Soul Purpose. And this is going to be really fascinating because we have these questions right now. What is my soul purpose? What am I here to do? And we're going to go into that and look at how it's all connected, and you're going to get some new information and some empowering insights about your soul purpose and the beauty of it. Now, I do need to address the fact that in this show, I typically do an astrology section, but time has ran out for the past few episodes, and I haven't been able to make room for that. But I want to let you know that you can always get astrology updates on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. So if you're listening for that information, it's not in today's show, but you can check out the new moon and the full moon energy updates. The best way to get those is to sign up on the email list because you get those direct, and also people on the email list get extra bonuses and prizes and awesome stuff because they have a tendency to be my favorites. So join the email list if you'd like to be in touch with those items. Now, we're going to move into today's topic. And before I do that, I feel the need to do a little quick grounding and to call in some high-vibe energies to help with this information, to help it come in, to help share it, to open us up, to activate deeper levels of our energy, to get things moving so that we can each be open and receptive to communication right now. And I'm doing that by placing my feet strongly on the ground, loosening up my shoulders, loosening up my legs, making my arms floppy, just allowing things to just be. And when we do that, we also allow our cells to relax, our DNA, our bones, everything just steps into that vibe and we get the blood flowing. We just move our energy with more ease. So do that right now. Good. Just relax it all down. Relax your jaw. We can be holding tension in our jaw and not even know it. Okay. Now what I'd like you to do is feel a very strong, bright energy in the earth right below you. And just feel that gliding. It's very smooth and effortless, guiding up your feet, legs, moving through your hips, solar plexus, chest, up through your throat, head, and out into the space above you, your crown chakra. And feel that energy just grounding you while also elevating you. And maybe you feel your posture straighten, you feel yourself relax, and it's just about being in this space. It's very easy, graceful, fluid, and comfortable. And I want you to see this energy as it starts to move out of your crown chakra, and it just keeps going up, up, up into the cosmos, up, up, up. You can't even see it with your eyes or your human vision, but it's just expanding up. And it's creating a really beautiful beacon of light. And this is how we're connecting ourselves to galactic energies, to cosmic energies, and just recognizing our own divinity in a very simple way, simply by activating this light. Okay? And make sure and feel it in your body as well, that it's not just out there and up there, but it's also in your physical form. So feel that as you're relaxing and easing into this information, and you just feel yourself opening up to what we're going to be sharing. Now, I know that some of us have very clear visions and understandings of Atlantis and Lemuria energies, okay? But there are some people listening who are brand new to this information, and I want to make space for everyone, because if you're listening to this show and if you are called to this information, there's a reason why. There's a part of you that is ready to activate this information within you, because this information is in your DNA. This is part of who you are. As a soul, it's part of your soul's divine fingerprint energy. And we're opening that up right now so that you can look at it, claim it, own it, do all these empowering things with the information consciously. Now, I have received some incredible guidance from my spiritual team. And for those who are new to the show, please know that I present this information just as me, as Molly, as I'm speaking. I receive information that we would consider channeling, but I'm just comfortable presenting and sharing with you as if it's an everyday conversation. That is my style. That's just how I am. I'm kind of casual about it. But I want you to know that that's the source of this information, is that I was guided to share this with you. And I'm going to tell you that story about how this information came to me. But to begin with, I just want to let you know that if you're drawn to this information for whatever reason, it's because there's a part of you that's ready for it, and we're going to look at that. So I want to ask you some questions, okay? And just you'll know instantly if this information rings true for you. Are you afraid of deep water or being underwater or drowning? in a way that could be seen as potentially irrational. Meaning you can't explain it. You just have had fears of deep ocean waters. Do you dread, or have you dreaded, going into cramped, dark places and feel a shortness of breath? So it'd be similar to claustrophobia, but again, it's irrational. You don't know why. Do you ever look up at the sky, the beautiful, gorgeous blue sky, and feel freedom, possibilities, play, just a lightness when you look at the sky? Are your dreams vivid at times with places that seem very familiar? You know, you've been there, you know this place, and yet at the same time it feels like they're not of Earth. Do you feel a natural draw to Hawaii, Fiji, and other lush tropical locations? And this is beyond just because they're a beautiful vacation destination. This is a feeling of, I know this place. Do modern cities, advanced architecture, and clean structures inspire you? Have you ever felt like modern technology is just on the cusp of new breakthroughs, like the best is still yet to come? And are you drawn to mythology, to myths, characters, locations, and ancient stories because you understand them on some level, because they relate to you and you feel like you understand that there are deeper levels of information embedded in these stories? Now, if you answered yes to some of these or most of these or a few of these, then there's something within the Atlantis and Lemurian cultures that are part you, and you are part them. Because each of these questions relates to an aspect and experience of these cultures. And as I stated, these are deeper stories that are embedded in your DNA and in your cellular structure. Information is encoded in there, and it's waiting for you to recognize it. That's the thing about this type of, what do you want to call it, practice, if you will, is that it's up to us to consciously connect to it. We'll receive hints and clues, and maybe our curiosity will be pinged here and there, but it's up to us to initiate and take the action to look into this information more. So what I'd like to do is invite you to step into the energies of each of these cultures. We're going to do this first by stepping into the energy of Atlantis, okay? And I'm feeling this very strongly right now in my lower, my lower three chakras. This energy feels very strong, and I'm sensing that there are many of you who are very excited about this process. So I'm excited that you're here and listening, because your energy is contributing to this process. It doesn't matter how you are listening to me right now or how you are connecting to this information. We are all energetically interacting. It's part of the light grids that are all over the planet, and we are all lighting up this energy right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to feel and step into Atlantis. And I'm going to guide this for you, but I want you to trust what you feel, what words come up for you, what visuals you have, the sensations you experience. Please trust all that. Even if I don't say it, but you feel it, that is important for you, because that is something that is coming to your awareness for a reason. So we started this by relaxing our bodies and feeling into the light, okay? And I want you to return to that place. And as you're standing here, or sitting, or laying comfortably, we're going to zoom in on the Earth. And right now, you are looking down on the earth, on this green and blue marble of our planet, and you're zooming in between North America on your left and Europe on the right. We're looking at the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So zoom in and zoom in even more until you can see a piece of land. It looks like it could look like a full continent. And it's actually just between where Africa and Spain meet up, okay, where Africa and Europe connect. And it's just off to the west. And in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And as you zoom in further and further and further, and you see the gorgeous blues of the ocean, you're also noticing that this landmass that you're looking at is actually a cluster of islands. And look at how they appear together for you. Look at how many you see. Look at how they are arranged. You're just observing them, okay? And you're feeling some recollections. So keep zooming in, and as you zoom in, notice how many islands you see. And I'm going to leave that up to you, to your memory, to how many you see as you zoom in. And notice how some are a little bigger, maybe some are a little smaller. But as you zoom in, find the biggest landmass that you can, that you see. And as you zoom in, what do you notice? What is happening? I'm seeing light, as in a city with lights. I'm seeing circles, lots of circles, as if the layouts of the land are very harmonious and easy to look at visually. I'm seeing some very tall structures the further in I go. I'm seeing that there are some very tall buildings. There are rounded buildings. There are places where pedestrians can walk. I'm seeing different types of even, I guess we call them cars, but they're not just cars. They have wings. They can fly. I'm seeing boats. I'm seeing different highways with pedestrians. And I'm seeing different types of buildings that could look like Pantheon buildings, could look like Roman, Greek structures. I'm seeing all of this the closer in that I zoom. And I'm also noticing the colors. It's very vibrant. There's lots of blues. There's lots of greens. There's all these different types of natural elements that work with the man-created elements of the buildings and structures. And there's a lot of technology, very modern, very modern. There's vehicles. There's life happening. I mean, I see people in motion. I see them moving around. I see sculptures, lots of sculptures. We would compare them to sculptures of Roman and Greek origins. I see mountains off in the distance. And I see a lot of people walking around. They're carrying baskets. They're going into buildings. They're getting on these little mini flying spaceships. They're moving around on the ground. They're in their boats. They're just going about their lives. And this energy that I'm feeling very strongly for Atlantis is one of the main capital cities. Okay, I want to just let you sit with what you see for a moment. What are you visualizing and feeling? See how specific you can get. What is happening as you zoom in? What is life like? And now what I want you to do is follow your gut, follow your instinct, and zoom in on a particular point that is grabbing your attention. Maybe it is somewhere next to a building. Maybe it's somewhere out in the fields. Maybe it's on the water. And just be in that space and really look at what you feel. Now I want to share with you what is coming up for me through spiritual guidance. I'm hearing lots of modern technology, advanced technology, a comfort with aerospace, with flying, with the understanding that this is a smaller speck in the bigger spectrum of the planet, that there's an understanding that we work with others on other planets through other cosmic channels. There's a connection to what is happening out in the world, out in the galaxy. There are landing pads. There are very modern buildings with storage, food, survival. Everything is here. It's very self-sustaining. There is an ability to constantly create and improve and make something better. There's a very advanced understanding of physics, of how to work with man-made materials. I mean, stone, granite, ceramics, all these things that are of the earth and from the earth. These are more natural elements that are used in modern life and that are implemented in a way that sustains life. And I'm feeling very strongly that there is a need to combine ancient structures with modern understandings. I'm seeing lots of lights, integration of energies. There's an honoring of what was before and how to improve it, how to make it better, how to advance it, how to take it to new places. And there's a certain level of fearlessness of we can do anything. We can do anything. We can have amazing structures that hang from the sky. We can create suspension bridges. We can make things go higher than they've ever gone before. We can do anything. There's a freedom with the energy. There's the understanding that we're part of a bigger structure within the universe, and we contribute to it. And I also feel very strongly that this special place is an anomaly, and it's not seen yet by the rest of the planet. But there are other civilizations that are literally caveman, what we would identify as caveman civilizations that are living on rocks and fire. And yet there's no understanding that this advanced modern culture is existing on the same planet and thriving while the hunters and gatherers are trying to figure out how to make a wheel. It's like, meanwhile, in this other civilization, they're sending rockets and launching up to space and thinking about how are we going to connect and communicate with other ambassadors from other galaxies and planets. There's this whole interstellar focus and communication that we are part of something bigger than us. And compare that to a hunter-gatherer society that has a very small, narrow understanding of their experience and what they are able to do. It's just about survival compared to Atlantis, which is thriving. And so I'm feeling very strongly that this energy is growing and growing, and that there is literally no end to it, that there is a plan in place for continual expansion and to take all of these creations, the science, the technology, the design plans, the architecture, the structure, all of it, and to spread it wider and wider and wider. And so the focus is all about what can we do outside ourselves? What can we create? What can we make? What are we going to do to keep expanding our abilities? And this is where other technologies happened that included creating what we would call artificial hearts, artificial humans. How do we self-populate in a way where we don't die? Or what do we create that supports our evolution beyond natural means? We can take it beyond natural means with all of this science and technology and make it something that lasts forever, as in a human that never dies, or as in parts of the body that lives forever. There is such a dream of taking all this information further and further and further where there are no limits. And yet, okay, I'm feeling a change in the energy. So here's more information. And yet, this is exactly why the civilization could not continue, because there was such a focus on external technology that there was a loss of heart-centered energy. There was a loss of understanding spiritual components and the emotional needs of existing and being here now. There was no focus on the now. It was all about the future and innovation and advancing and pushing boundaries and moving out beyond. And what happened is that this civilization was here before its time, as recorded history will show, because, in fact, recorded history has very little to show about Atlantis. It was pre-recorded. It was pre-Plato. And due to that, there was no realistic understanding of what was happening on Atlantis, and because there was no other energy on the planet to balance all of this advancement, to balance this technology, it wasn't able to continue. And this, okay, this is where I'm not seeing it as clearly, but what I'm feeling, and perhaps you're familiar with this too, is that the Earth shifted and tilted, and this is where the islands disappeared. And I'm seeing it as a shift in the poles and a shift in the flow of the ocean and the ice caps and all of that. So it literally was a shifting of the Earth's magnetic poles that resulted in the civilization disappearing so quickly and so immediately. And this is where they weren't prepared, because they took it all for granted and believed that there was a way for others to find out how great they were. However, they weren't taking into account the natural world and what was happening on the Earth and what the Earth needed. So this was the downfall of Atlantis, is that there was an imbalance of the energy. And Atlantis energy was essentially divine masculine energy. It was strong, it was powerful with the intellectual abilities, with technology and sciences and expanding and innovating and all these things that we just went over. This is where Atlantis was thriving, but it didn't have that balance of the divine feminine or the heart, emotional, spiritual connections that were needed, because there was a belief that everything we need, we can create or make it. There's a disconnect from the authenticity of being human and what that purpose was. And I'm feeling very strongly that there were a few leaders, a few philosophers and teachers who could see this coming and who knew that, okay, if this in fact happens, we need to at least keep some souvenirs, if you will, of our creation, some blueprints, some design plans. And so there was the need to keep some of these precious creations sacred. Ooh, feeling this very strongly. And so there are some places where this information has been kept. And it it will be discovered, but it's not ready yet. Okay. Okay, so that got shut down. I can't go any further with that. So I'm going to trust that we're not ready for that yet. All that we know is that this was essentially one of the main lessons of Atlantis, is that we went too far, and it's divine masculine energy that overtook the civilization. And essentially they had the blinders on and didn't see what the earth needed, what was happening in other parts of the world. There just became this huge disconnect. Okay. Now, I want to make some connections here. This is where, because Atlantis shifted so quickly, many, many, many people drowned, were washed away. It happened so fast that it literally occurred out of nowhere. And so this is evident through some other stories, through other spiritual teachers, channels, messengers. They've all had similar information. And what's coming to mind right now is National Geographic and how they did that exploration and study about Atlantis. I have not seen that video. I've heard about it. I have not watched that program. It might be worth checking out. But this is what we do know, is that it essentially is a civilization that went underneath the ocean. So if you have fears around drowning, if you don't want to go scuba diving, if you have these what you could consider irrational fears around deep water, it's most likely from that memory in your DNA of an unexpected immediate drowning. And that's where it stems from. So if you want to work with that fear and change it around for yourself, I would recommend starting there. Now, Atlantis, it's possible to have had many lifetimes in Atlantis. I did some of my own inner records work around that, and I came up with 5 lifetimes. And I also have felt that I was there at the end of Atlantis, and that's why I have had fears around deep water. And I'll be honest with you, I am not a scuba diver. I don't want to go snorkeling. I didn't even like swimming lessons when I was younger, because it's been this part of me that recalls the death by water. So the deep water component could be related to your memories in Atlantis. Now, this is also connected to if you feel inspired by modern cities, advanced architecture, technology, clean structures, all of these very linear expressions, these are also associated with Atlantis. And this is part of our, I would say, recreation of that experience, is that when we look around at modern cities right now, many of these buildings will be reminders of what was created in Atlantis. And it could be very unfamiliar. You could be in a city that you've never been to before, and you look at a building and you think, oh, that's familiar, or that is someplace I've been before. That is also connected to one of your memories of Atlantis and what you might have experienced there. It could have been part of your daily life, where you worked, what you created. There's so many ways that can unfold, and you will know that for yourself. But that is also a trigger. Another thing that is connected to Atlantis is the ability to fly and the connection with not only space, but the air and aeronautical engineering and space shuttles, and just being able to fly as a means of daily transport. Less driving, more flying, because flying is a physics-based science that was understood and mastered. If you like flying, if you love the airlines, NASA, spaceships, if you want to fly, hang gliding, ultralight, strikes, if you are drawn to that, that is also most likely connected to your experiences as a soul in Atlantis. because that's where flight was celebrated and supported and easy. What I'm hearing and feeling is that there were very few crashes. Because it was such an advanced civilization, there were not a lot of issues with disasters. And why is that? Because there's lots of more testing. There was a respect for flight in different ways. There was an understanding of the laws of physics. It was just a whole different means of working with that sensation. And so if you look to the sky and you have that freedom and excitement and possibilities and you love the flying, or when you take off in an airplane and you're going just wherever you are going, domestically or internationally, and you feel that thrill for the takeoff or landing, that could also be triggers in your DNA. So these are some concepts to be aware of and to think about and to sit with. You know, just to know this information can lead you to even more information and understandings around Atlantis. Now, I'm going to switch to Lemuria next, but I want to give you some information here that I think is very, very important. Because of all of this information that I am receiving, both through my spiritual guidance and through some resources about Atlantis and Lemuria, beginning March 21st, there's going to be a free weekly online gathering to connect and share personal stories about Atlantis and Lemuria. And we're going to do this in a few different ways. When you sign up, you'll see what I mean. It's going to happen organically. I'm going to share with you a special resource that's going to help activate more of these memories. We're going to do a book club type format. That does not mean you have to buy the book, but you can listen and join in as needed as we share and discuss different chapters from recommended books and resources. We're going to talk more and go into these divine masculine qualities of Atlantis. We're going to go into the divine feminine qualities of Lemuria. We're going to, and this is what I think most important, connect, balance, and integrate divine masculine and divine feminine energies within ourselves as well as within the earth, because that is one of the main opportunities we have right now. We're going to look at why your life dreams right now, right here, why they might echo incomplete dreams from Atlantis and Lemuria. We're going to look at the importance of our individual and collective energies. We're going to talk about how to make the most of these energies. You know, this information is coming up for our conscious awareness for a reason, and we're going to work with that, and I am so excited. I'm really excited because I feel that it's going to be a very special group of people who are ready to own this and to make it happen in a new way. For those of you that are familiar with Starseed Radio Academy and Lavendar, who is an exceptional woman, one of her key phrases, and I feel it's a key activation phrase, is that she says, never again. Do you know what I mean? Never again. We are choosing a new experience so that we're not recreating the same ones over and over again. And that's why at this time we have the power and the ability to create a new ending, so that we don't experience that devastation and disaster again. Our souls are ready for a new experience, and that's what we're creating. So this starts March 21st. You can sign up on the Blog Talk Radio show description. I put a link there. Click the link, and you join the email list, private list, never shared, and I'll contact you with information before that first session. Again, it's free. And if you can't make it, you can receive the downloadable recording, so you can just listen to the audio and hear what we discussed. So if you're interested, please sign up. I look forward to seeing you there. I'm excited to connect with you personally. I know that if you're listening to this, you have something to share, and there's a part of you that's probably ready to voice it. So please join us there if you resonate with that. Okay, now I'm going to switch gears and we're going to go into Lemuria. We're going to look at the divine feminine qualities of Lemuria. And what I'd like you to do is, again, zoom out, so that you are, again, looking at the Earth from a cosmic perspective, and you're seeing the planet as this glorious blue and green marble. And now we're going to zoom in closer to Asia, in between North and South America on your right, Australia, Asia, modern day Asia, obviously, on your left, and you're going to zoom into the Pacific Ocean. And we're zooming in here closer to Indonesia. If you don't know where that is, just zoom into the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I know that's easiest. And we're going to zoom in to a giant landmass that you probably will see with your mind's eye as the most vibrant greens ever. Vibrant, lush, bountiful, expansive. And as you zoom in, you might see the mountains that are very high, covered with trees. And then you might see at the sea level, plantations, crops, vegetation. And as you are viewing this space, there's organic, natural qualities that come through. You can smell orange blossoms and lavender. You can smell the fresh green trees, the very densely packed forest on the mountaintop going down into the flat plains. There's villages with wood structures made with natural elements, the trees, the bark, every part of a tree is used. Bamboo, mud, but they're very clean. And these are structures that are solid, welcoming, warm, friendly. Maybe you see 6, 7, 8 huts together where a family dwells. You see different areas with open plantations and plows, people working the land, paths going up the mountainside and down. Different types of trees, very exotic trees, giant leaves, fruits that we don't have a name for. Bountiful fruits. There are coconuts, there are bananas, there are mangoes. There's also more exotic ones. And then on the ground, tons of vegetation. Bright, bright vegetation. And as you travel and look around this plain, do you see how there is a sense of support of each other? There are connections. There are communities that gather. They gather around the fire. They have rituals, and they practice what it means to connect to the earth. And they praise the mountains, and they praise the clouds, and the sun, and the soil. Everything is part of them, and they are part of everything. And there's an understanding that everything is a gift. There's an acceptance of ancient practices. There's a connection to the way things are. There's a love that is exchanged through language, both spoken and unspoken. And there's also a different sense of hierarchy. And as you're looking at the people, women are celebrated and adorned. Women possess a lot of strength and power. Women rule their households, and they have multiple children. They might have a few husbands. Women are guiding many of these villages. They are adorned They are looked up to. They are asked for their wisdom and their knowledge. They play various roles in different leaderships. Some of them are married. Some of them are married to a few men. Some of them are not married at all. And that does not affect their position of leadership within the community. There's a connection here. I'm seeing women that gather almost nightly around a fire in small groups for celebrations, parties, prayers. And they are connecting with each other in a very open manner, very free with what they're feeling or experiencing. There's an honor to be heard. There's no talking over one another. There's the need to allow everyone to spread out, to feel safe. And so these relationships are what are valued. They are needed. They are essential. They are how communities are connecting and growing. They are how goods are exchanged. It's through mostly females. There are some men who are in leadership positions, but I'm not seeing as many. And it's at this time that women are, okay, I'm feeling a transition in energy. There is not the need to compete, but there are still lower energies in place in some of these villages and some of these cultures. And there are some underground, we'll call them underground wars, like feudal wars that are beginning to take shape. And it's because things have gotten murky. Too much has happened. Too much has come up. Too much is unresolved. And I'm seeing that there are men who step in and who help, this is interesting, who help calm things down and let it be and let it improve. But there is a stagnation that occurs. There is not an advancement in the civilizations or cultures. There is almost like a pause button is hit and people are not advancing in the ways that they first were. They are living in connection with the earth. They are honoring all the natural elements. There are many spiritual practices. There are many things in place that are very, what we would call good and beneficial. But there are some underground energies that are eroding how things are developing, and it's preventing the society from moving forward. It's preventing the balance, essentially, because women have been, or the feminine energies have been in power for so long that there's a need to shun the masculine gifts. And because of that, there is less harmony. There is less cohesion and integration. There becomes seclusion. Some villagers decide to leave their homes and create new homes. So there's fragmentation that occurs, and the energy starts dispersing, and some people run to other places to set up a new home, or they go to the water, they go to the mountains, they go further inland. There's just this, people are no longer gathering together. They're shifting out and becoming separate entities, and they're not working together. And it's this interesting shift in everyone becomes a go-it-alone warrior, but not in a healthy way. It's a little more destructive. So there's this lower expression of self-assertion, and it becomes toxic. I'm hearing the word toxic, and I'm seeing poisoning. I'm seeing people killing each other with natural resources, whether that's plants or berries. I'm seeing this, like, everyone's like, people are turning on each other, and there's like throwing fire, and it just it, it got turned around. Things got off track, so to speak, and the energies did not stay balanced, and they did not stay in their highest form. And so this balance that was required, similar to Atlantis, did not happen. And this is why Lemuria, again, I'm seeing it go underwater, and I believe, okay, I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it happen very quickly. Again, it feels like a magnetic pole shift, and what's coming through, and I'm just going to trust it, is that it's the same pole shift as Atlantis. It's the same pole shift that ruined both of these land masses and took them down. I'm just going to trust that because that would make sense. I mean, the Earth has had other pole shifts, magnetic changes, but I'm just going to trust that. And in seeing how it all happened so quickly and it caught everyone off guard and it became the loss of paradise. And many of the thoughts, the last and final thoughts, were that we had it all and we didn't even know it. We had it so good and we didn't even understand it. And we didn't know what to do next. We didn't use our resources as wisely. And so there was regret, there was doubt, there was fear. There was a lot of self-anger, as in, I should have known better. Because these civilizations had people who came to these incarnations with their missions and with very good intentions that went off course, that went sideways. And the common theme is a disbalance of energy. Okay, I'm going to do some breathing. That feels pretty big. And I think that is what is most important for us to know right now, is that we each come into our lifetimes owning a certain amount of gender identity, right? I'm a female, maybe you're a female, you're a male. These are our physical forms. But it is our responsibility to balance these energies within us to be this new, higher expression of human self, to own these balanced energies. Because when we do that, that's when we balance the earth. That's when we all work together to balance it. And it starts within. Begin within. And so if you are drawn to these lush tropical locations, if you are drawn to mythology and ancient stories, if you, again, feel a connection to these tropical places on Earth that just speak to you, or you love organic vegetation, you know, you have this need to be around green environments. These are all things that can relate to your experience in Lemuria. And as I stated, we're going to be talking about this even more in these weekly gatherings that start March 21st. So please sign up. You can sign up on the Blog Talk Radio page. You can sign up on ConsciousCoolChic.com. It's free. And I can't wait to hear your stories because there's so much more for us to do together. And also, we're going to have some special guests there, some authors and spiritual teachers who will share even more. So there's a lot of good information. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And until next week, my friends, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And happy Valentine's Day. I hope you have a lovely celebration of self-love. Namaste now.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment alive.